Hey, everybody. This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we welcome you to episode 267 of the In the Word Podcast. And we're excited about it because we're going to continue part two with proof of salvation. And we're working our way through this little section of scripture in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, because we're trying to get an understanding of the mindset of those people that said to the Lord in that day, and we're interpreting that day to be the last days or last day or judgment day. They say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And did we not cast out demons in your name? And did we not do many mighty works in your name? So a couple episodes ago, we discussed the in your name portion, and that, wow, we could have even done an entire series on that because that's such a loaded phrase, in your name. But I thought, you know, before we belabor that point, let's just use our energy to focus on this last verse about I never knew you. And I think last episode we were talking about these people. And I just want to be clear when I say, and you tell me if you agree with this, I don't think here that we're talking about people that are, that may have different doctrinal beliefs,
right,
or different denomination, or maybe they take communion on a different part of the month, or these are people that may feel like, you know, they're premillennial, postmillennial, midmillennial, all of those different viewpoints on the return of the Lord. I don't think we're talking about those right. people, right?
Right, exactly. What I was thinking of too is people that don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he is God.
Right.
Run across people like that that just will not, they just don't believe it. They just.
Right.
So that's the kind of thing, that's a serious thing to not believe what the word says about God.
Right.
You know, and just deliberately choose, and they are sincerely believing it. They just, it's just something in their minds or whatever that won't let them see what is written in the scripture and believe it. So, right. Yeah, we're not trying to, you know, denominations and all that. That's not what we're
exactly.
talking about. We're talking about really serious things that could line some, end up lining someone or getting, putting someone in prison.
Well, actually, Matthew 7:23 in the New Living Translation says it this way, but I will reply, I never knew you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've talked about that. He says, get away from me. This is according to the NLT. I think the translation that we read before was the ESV, which is a little more conservative translation, a little more word for word, I should say.
Okay.
But he said in that translation, depart from me. That sounds pretty rough. Mm-hmm. And he says, I like this better because I think it clarifies it. Before we read it, it wrote, you workers of iniquity, I believe in the KJV, you workers of lawlessness in the ESV. But in the NLT, I like the clarity here. It says, you who break God's laws. Mm. Wow. I know that's the same as lawlessness, but lawlessness doesn't sound quite as firm and quite as harsh or quite as it's sort of a diplomatic way of saying, you know, you're a lawbreaker. But I like the way this is translated, you who break God's laws.
Yeah.
That's, we know exactly what that means.
Right,
when you
right.
break a law in terms of the government, if you break a civil law or you break a federal law, you know, you will be prosecuted for breaking that law.
Mm-hmm.
There's consequences for doing that. Well, the same is true with God. We know that when we break his laws or disobey his laws, there are consequences. In this particular case, it appears to be eternal consequences.
Right.
Because he says, get away from me or depart from me.
Right.
Or I never knew you.
Right. And also in my translation, it says, you who practice lawlessness.
Right. I like that.
So, yeah, as you go through the scriptures and you're reading things, a lot of times the Lord is talking about practicing things, not just something that you may have done and repented for. But when you practice,
you're doing
that's what makes you a sinner, because you're practicing and you won't stop. You won't change.
And that's a good point, because just like I like that, just like practicing sin continuously makes you a sinner. The Bible also tells us that continuing with him, practicing righteousness.
Right.
If we look at, I think it's John 8:31, that says, you are my disciples indeed, if, that's a conditional statement.
Right.
If then, sort of an if then statement, you are my disciples indeed, if you continue in my word.
Yes.
So it the point there is that this is not a one and done proposition.
Right.
You don't just accept the Lord on, you know, January 1st and you're good for the whole year. You never have to go back. You never go to church, you never read your scripture, you never pray.
There's no evidence, huh?
Right.
There's no evidence that you are.
Because it requires that we stay with him.
Commitment.
It's a continuation, right? And those people in John 6, especially in 666, where they turn back and follow him no more, that's when Jesus asked the profound question of his disciples, are you too going to leave me?
Right.
Are you going to stop following me? And of course, we know Peter made the great statement.
I love that statement.
Yeah, to whom will we go? You have the words of eternal life. Yeah. So I think that continuation, commitment, staying with the Lord, longevity, is the most concrete evidence of conversion.
Yeah.
And these people apparently... And Matthew 7, I don't think that they ever were converted. You know, there's this passage over in John, 1 John 2:19. It talks about people that are in a particular category. In 1 John 2:19, it says, these people left our churches. So that suggests to me that a person can start with the Lord. And then not continue. We see that in John 6:66. We see it, you know, with, in some regards, Simon the sorcerer in Acts 8, because it says that he was a follower for a while, but we know that he was following for the wrong motives.
For the wrong reasons,
Right. Yeah. So John says, these people left our churches, and I believe that these are people that were deceived by the Antichrist, if that's the passage before verse 19. But he goes on to say, but they never really belong with us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proved that they did not belong with us. So John makes a proof statement here. Here's proof that you're a believer. A, in John 8:31, you'll continue in his word. And B, 1 John 2:19, you'll stay in his word. You'll stay in the church. You'll remain a believer, an obedient believer all of your life.
Yeah. And I think that happens, you know, things happen with other people when they think about, they don't understand the continuing part.
Right.
They don't know what that looks like, you know, when you start talking like, okay, what do you mean? Like, if I go with my boyfriend and we're not married and, you know, things like that. So I think that's something strong too that needs to be, taught and continually, is that it means continue. And this is what continuing means. This is what practicing means. And it's really a harmful thing when you say, I'm practicing and you know you're not. You know, you know you're not doing it according to the scriptures. And so, and young people, and not just young people, but sometimes, you know, the way that life is, you know, it's, if you claim to be a Christian and you believe all this and then you have no friends, you know, that kind of sometimes can pull you away because you don't want to be alone. You don't want to be. So there are a lot of ways or several ways or whatever that people cannot stay. They can really believe in their heart that they're real, you know, they're really saved, but they're still doing the outside things. They're still hanging out with the same people. And
there's been no. There's been no visible change.
Yeah.
There's been no discernible change.
Yeah.
It seems like they're just the same person, but claiming to be a Christian.
Only do a little bit, or, you know, trying to make excuses.
We start to try to, you know, justify what we're doing.
Yeah. But I think for those whose hearts are, you know, there are people, I think God will find out, you know, God will check them and see.
Yeah. There'll be some sort of conviction.
If they're not totally, you know, one like this one, that's just totally lost. I think God will at some point draw them in, right?
I think so. So John 8:31 says, so Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him. So this suggests that believing him, mental assent, just giving, you know, credence to an idea is not enough.
Right.
We may agree conceptually that salvation is through Jesus. We may believe academically, mentally, that salvation is through Jesus. But the truth of it is not based on what we say with our mouth. We confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, Romans 10:9-10. So he says, so Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine.
Yes.
And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Yes.
I think that's just a great place to
Amen.
End. And
yes.
We'll see you next time on In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. Mm-hmm.